Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much. Excellencies, dear delegates. Before we proceed with our order of business for the day, it is my pleasure to extend a warm welcome to the new colleagues who have assumed their responsibilities as representatives of their governments to the conference. Here we have with us in presence His Excellency Flavio Suarez de Mico, Ambassador and Special Representative of Brazil to the Conference on Disarmament. Yesterday, we had the pleasure of receiving your credentials, Ambassador, so I would like to welcome you to the Conference on Disarmament, and I hope that your work here will be of great support for our presidency and for the other delegations. Welcome, Ambassador. I hope that all the delegations today will show their greatest possible flexibility.
En nombre de la conferencia.
On behalf of my own government, on behalf of the conference, I would like to take this opportunity to assure you all of our full cooperation and support in your new assignments. That is, to the ambassadors who are new to this conference on disarmament. Excellencies, I would like to propose that the order of business of our meeting this morning be as follows. First, I will deliver my statement as president of the conference. Secondly, I will propose the adoption of document CD/WP.639/Rev.1, which contains the draft decision on the work of the Conference on Disarmament for 2022, as agreed in the plenary meeting last Friday morning under the Chinese presidency. Following this, I intend to open the floor for any delegations who wish to take the floor. First, allow me to make a statement in my capacity as President of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, it is an honor for Colombia to take on the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament and to work to make sure that together we find common ground that will bring us closer to fulfilling our mandate. Before beginning my statement, I'd like once again to express my country's gratitude to my predecessor, Ambassador Li Song of China, and his team, who, throughout their presidency, made great efforts to achieve the approval of a decision that will help us organize our work through the establishment of 5 subsidiary groups. I hope that today all delegations will show their greatest level of flexibility for the adoption of this decision, especially in light of the current geopolitical situation today. On the basis of this decision, we will be able to prepare the participation of our states in substantive debates, and we will be able to continue working on our agenda items in a comprehensive, balanced, and structured fashion. Before discussing the draft decision, I'd like to set out to you the plan that I will be following during my presidency. During the plenary today, we will propose the adoption of the decision set out in document CD/WP.639/Rev.1. During the second week of my presidency, we will focus our efforts on the high-level segment, which will take place from Monday the 28th of February. Up until yesterday the 21st of February, the Secretary had received the registration of 38 member states and non-member states who wish to take part in the high-level segment, and I'd just like to confirm with the Secretary that the numbers haven't changed. On that point, we'd like to thank all those delegations who have already signed up their respective high-level dignitaries and who have sent to the Secretariat the pre-recorded messages of their dignitaries. I would also like to ask all delegations who have not yet done so to send their pre-recorded videos to the Secretariat as soon as possible. Let me remind you that these pre-recorded video messages need to be recorded in one of the 6 official UN languages, and there should be a written transcript attached to them to facilitate the work of the interpreters. During the third week of our presidency, and having heard how important this topic is for many of the delegations here, we will hold an event to highlight the importance of including women's perspective in the substantive discussions of this conference's agenda items, as well as the ways in which these perspectives are intertwined with other agendas which could strengthen the discussions within the Conference on Disarmament. During this event, delegations will be invited to set forth their national positions on the ways in which they promote women's participation in discussions relating to the CD's agenda items, as well as the best practices that they have established in pursuit of this goal. Excellencies, this presidency hopes to work with all of you to ensure that the next 4 weeks are productive for the CD. Let us now begin with the adoption of document CD/WP.639/Rev.1. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it is now my intention to proceed with the adoption of the P6 proposal that was presented last week. I would just like to make one change to the document because of a drafting or an editorial mistake that was highlighted by a delegation. In paragraph 1 of paragraph 6, in which the coordinator of the first substitute group is named, the word nuclear is missing in front of the words arms race. It should read as follows. Substitute body 1.
The nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament. His Excellency Mr. Lazar Soulamen, Ambassador of Algeria. Repito para que todas las delegaciones.
Let me repeat it so that all delegations are clear about this and understand the update. It would affect paragraph 1 of point 6, and it would be substitute body 1.
The nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament. His Excellency Mr. Lazar Soulamen, Ambassador of Algeria. Con esta actualización.
With that amendment, and as we agreed last Friday, I propose the adoption of this decision. I see that Kazakhstan is requesting the floor.